Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It was 50 years ago in Christian County that Harry Young Jr. planted a corn crop using the no-till method. It was only 7/10 of an acre, but says UK soil specialist Dr. Lloyd Murdoch, it changed agriculture forever.
It's the first commercial planting in the United States. There were some research plots done at some different universities, but Harry had the foresight and the insight and the guts, or the courage, to do it on a commercial basis.
Young, working with UK field crop specialist Shirley Phillips, continued to perfect the process, which is basically just what it sounds like.
No tillage means that when you plant a crop into a field and raise it and produce a harvest from it, you never do any tillage. You simply run a planter through there and place the seed, and then the herbicides control the weeds, and there is no tillage there. And that's the reason it's called no tillage.
Murdoch remembers their work and research that followed and called no-till one of the top five agricultural advances in the past century.
Yes, it is. For Kentucky, it has to be one of the very top because of our sloping topography. If we had continued to farm like we did for the last 100 years, we would simply eroded a lot of our topsoils away and wouldn't have been able to compete with the rest of the United States.
We'll be right back.
Don't miss any of the excitement at this year's North American Championship Rodeo. Louisville's Freedom Hall, November 8, 9, and 10, 7:30 nightly. Appearing this year, John Payne, the One-Armed Bandit, Pro Rodeo's Entertainer of the Year. The rodeo is just a part of the North American International Livestock Expo. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster or go to livestockexpo.org for more information. It's hide, hump, hooves, and horns, all for you at the North American Championship Rodeo.
50 years ago, says UK soil specialist Lloyd Murdoch, no-till was an experiment. Farmers didn't know for sure that their yields would pay for their investment in inputs.
But now, actually, we most times experience a benefit from no-tillage, improved soil texture, water savings in the soil, and so that adds to your yield at the end of the year. So right now, we usually find on a lot of our soils, especially our more droughty soils, a yield increase.
And over the years, no-till has taken off.
We will have well over half of our crops in Kentucky no-tilled, and some of them, like soybeans, special double crop soybeans, 90 to 95%. Most of our wheat, 70% of our wheat's no-till. So we went from 7/10 of an acre to about 50 million acres in the United States. So that's quite a turn.
No-till, about as sustainable as you can get. If you'd like to hear this program again, it's now available in podcast at kyfbnewsroom.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.